Scott Parkinson at the Club for Growth. Of course, he has been helping us track the presidential, U.S. Senate, congressional races all around the country throughout this election year. And he joins us now as we look at some of the results. Scott, good to have you here.
It's great to be back, Loman.
It would appear that Donald Trump has pulled off the biggest comeback in American history. What do you make of the size of the Trump victory here, Scott?
Well, it's huge, and it's something to be really excited about, especially if you're one of these 70 million people that have voted for President Trump or more. Obviously, there's still some ballots that are out there that are coming in, but it's clear that Donald Trump is going to be the 47th president of the United States. You and I have been talking about the presidential contest really for about 2 years, and the whole process from him actually facing a Republican primary to being the runaway nominee, consolidating support, really developing a campaign message that I think resonates with a lot of independents and forgotten voters, the Democrats that are disconnected from really the day-to-day political scene that so many people are enamored through. And he survived an assassination attempt in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania in Butler. He has persevered over all the lawfare, political lawfare that's come after him. And, I think that, honestly, it's just a great moment in history for us to get the country back on track, to rebuild the economy, to restore American sovereignty on the southern border and, start getting rid of these criminal aliens that have been coming over here, and also to restore parents' rights and education. That movement has been big. But there's so many good things that a Republican government can accomplish, I think, for all communities. And we need to be excited because, obviously, not just winning the presidency with Donald Trump, but we won a Republican majority in the United States Senate, and we maintained a slim majority in the House of Representatives.
As you take a look at Donald Trump's victory here, Scott, do you see a whole new coalition as having emerged for Republicans? He did remarkably well among African Americans, among the Hispanic community, with blue collar workers. It seems to be a total realignment.
Well, he won the popular vote as in a Republican winning that for the first time since 2004. And I think that it's important to set aside all the sort of identity politics that are out there, right? Like whether you're Jewish or Muslim or Hispanic or Asian, Trump picked off more votes than, I think a lot of people anticipated that he could do. And it meant that he won places like Pennsylvania and that, he carried the day in other states like Wisconsin. I think it's just such a great moment for us as an American people to rebuild this unity that we once had. And I think that Trump can bridge a political divide in terms of the hyper-partisanship that's been out there, at least for some people. Now, obviously, there's a lot of Americans that kind of suffer from Trump derangement syndrome, including many Republicans. But I do think that the Trump America First message is clearly latching on to a lot of people. And, as you identify some of the exit polling from the Hispanic males and African-American males, those numbers dramatically did improve compared to 2020 for Trump. And they are a big part of the coalition that won. What are we going to do with that coalition? How are we going to make America great again? How are we going to bring down the cost of living and enhance American energy independence and bring down the cost of meat and all the things that we need to survive at the grocery store? The Trump plan for big tax cuts that are going to be necessary in 2025, deregulation to allow for innovation and entrepreneurship. And then obviously he's trying to reassert American strength rather than this sort of apologist posture that Joe Biden has carried for far too long in the West Wing.
In the U.S. Senate, we had very high expectations. Obviously, we knew Republicans were going to take the seat in West Virginia with Jim Justice. We also had high hopes that came true in Montana, but also picked off a Senate seat in Ohio. So what impact do you see the fact that now we have not only a Republican majority in the Senate, but we have a little bit of breathing room as well? And as of the time we're talking, still a couple more seats may fall into the Republican basket.
Well, we certainly hope so. And what's important about Ohio is that's no longer a swing state. And, Trump has just done such a great job mobilizing voters with his team there. And it really carried Bernie Moreno over the hump against a really strong candidate with Sherrod Brown. We've been trying to defeat Sherrod Brown for a long time. He was sort of the political cockroach of Ohio. You couldn't get rid of him. But here we are with a great Republican senator, Club for Growth PAC, and Club for Growth Action supported Bernie Moreno in his Republican primary. And I think he's got just a real opportunity to be a solid conservative for all Ohioans.
In the U.S. House of Representatives, we'll talk more about this next week, Scott, as we wait for a number of the votes still to come in California and other places. But Republicans, a very slim majority headed into the election. At this point, we still have a number of seats outstanding. How do you feel about our chances there?
Obviously, I think we're going to have the House Republican majority. It's great that we picked up seats in places like Pennsylvania with a couple of congressional districts. Same thing with Michigan, picking up with Tom Barrett. We lost some races in New York with Mark Molinaro and Brandon Williams unable to win their reelection campaigns. But on net, it looks like Republicans are going to add a couple of seats. And we've obviously been dealing with a slim majority for the last couple of years. There has been a dramatic level of dysfunction in Washington, D.C. My hope is that all these members of the House recognize that Donald Trump was elected with a mandate. And that mandate is to restore economic prosperity, decrease the cost of living, strengthen our energy independence, end forever wars, and really make America great again. It's the golden age for Republicans right now. We all need to be excited, and we'll see how some of these final races are called in the coming weeks. But we know that Republicans are going to have unified power in 2025.
Well, a lot of challenges lie ahead, but for right now, Republicans can bask in a very clear election victory. We haven't had that in a while. Scott Parkinson at the Club for Growth, he's kept an eye on all of these races, as he pointed out, for a couple of years. Scott, tell us a little bit about the club.
Club for Growth is based out of Washington, D.C. We also operate Club for Growth PAC and Club for Growth Action. You can visit clubforgrowth.org and become a member for free, joining over 500,000 other Americans. Check us out, clubforgrowth.org.
Scott Parkinson at the Club for Growth. Scott, good talking with you.
Thank you.